Many Episcopal churches and churches in other traditions celebrate feast days. These are the day during the calendar year that the church sets aside for certain saints. For example, churches named after St. Paul would celebrate their feast day, a way to celebrate their church, on the day that we commemorate St. Paul, June 29th. And as Church of the Resurrection, our feast day is Resurrection Day, Easter. So happy feast day to you all. I recently had a conversation with someone that started out in the most basic of ways I find as a priest. Can I ask you a question? To which I always answer, of course. And they went on to ask me, what does it mean to be people of resurrection? The question seems particularly relevant to our gospel reading tonight. Mary Magdalene, the other women, and the disciples are in despair. All is lost. Everything they thought that was going to happen has fallen apart. They are perhaps at the lowest point in their lives. And yet, Mary Magdalene recognizes something. There is something that still lives on deep within her, even after the death and the despair of Friday. There is something there. The person that asked me this question about resurrection had attended one of our Lenten evening series programs. And the speaker that night had talked about what practices that we might consider as we are people of resurrection. Now, I should first clarify, this is resurrection with a lowercase r. In other words, not narrowly defining ourselves as someone who is a member of this church, Church of the Resurrection, but rather a believer of Jesus's resurrection. And as a believer, we take on some responsibilities with that belief. By default, we become people of resurrection. And I think that phrasing is also particularly important. It is not people of the resurrection. I think this indicates that we would believe that resurrection happened once, a long time ago. But rather, we are people of resurrection. This means something so much more. During almost every worship service, during the Eucharistic prayer, we state, Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again. And the verb tense is so very important. I'm not just trying to be overly correct here or pedantic about this, but it's rather deeply what we believe. When I was asked, what does it mean to be people of resurrection? I explained that there was resurrection with a capital R that I would define as pretty much every Christian who believes that Jesus died and rose again at Easter. But being people of resurrection with a lowercase r means something different to me. All of the above things are still true. All of the capital R beliefs still apply. But there is something more. It is the change from just celebrating resurrection on Easter to seeing resurrection all year long. I explained to this person that over the last few years, I was beginning to define resurrection in a new way in my life. I was beginning to see many things resurrected. Old friendships that I thought had sort of died and passed away, suddenly rekindled with a text from someone who I didn't expect to hear again from, telling me that they missed me. Completing a job, getting ready to move to a new position, kind of a grief in leaving one thing and opening a new chapter for something different. Most recently, moving from one house to another, finishing a life we spent 14 years in and moving to a new one. And the list can go on and on. Thinking about resurrection in the everyday made me lean more into the belief that we see every Sunday on our altar. Behold, I make all things new. And I have slowly recognized that there is also one more ingredient, I think, one more quality, one more ask that is needed to be people of resurrection. It is why Mary recognizes Jesus in the garden. Although he has changed in his appearance, she knows that it is him. I believe that this recognition is founded in hope. As people of resurrection, we ground ourselves in the sense of hope. It is a balm during the times of death until we see the new birth. It is the rope that we hang on to as we are lashed about in turbulent seas. It is the way that we can look forward, knowing that in all things God is there. Even in the empty tomb, when all seems to be lost, we can hear God's voice calling to us. And we, like Mary, recognize that voice in our hope of resurrection. Amen.